So, Hare Krishna. Yes. We are ready to start the workshop. I want to thank all of you very much for taking time to come. And we will, I'm sure, not forget this evening. The wind across the roofs of the town, which is like a wild animal, the town of Mumbai. We will take this time of our life to go very deeply into the experience of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Actually, like you have heard many, many times, Lord Krishna comes to us in the form of his holy names. But very often we find that in our chanting of the names, we do not have the right relationship. And we become uninterested during our japa period to listen. We become diverted maybe, or bored. All these are signs of a very unfortunate life, a life of feeling no attraction to Lord Krishna. So during our japa workshop, we will try to do some very serious work, working on our attraction to Lord Krishna in the form of his holy name. I thought that Lord Krishna is so kind that he really incarnates himself in the form of the holy name for each one of us. And now it is our duty to welcome him properly. When you have a guest who is so kind that he comes to you, you must make sure that you are there. When you open the door and your guest comes in, you should make sure that you are at least there in the apartment to take care of your guest. When Krishna comes in the form of the holy name, you must make sure that with your attention you are there. What would you say if you leave, if you have a guest, he comes to your house, and when he enters through the door, the host disappears through the window of the bathroom. You would say, why has he invited the guest? So in the same way, when Krishna comes in the form of his holy name, and you disappear by being inattentive, then this is a very, very sad situation. Today we will make some very practical attempts to control our mind and to be there and to remain being there. To start our workshop, we will request the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to come by singing the song Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, and then we will go directly into the workshop.
Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, Daya Karo Mare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
His divine grace, Sila Ave Charanaravinda, Sila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja, Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai, His confounder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Namacharya Sila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Sikaho Si Krishna Chaitanya, O Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kide Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinata Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhanam Kide Vrindam Matura Dham Kide Navadvip Mayapur Dham Kide Ganga Maya Munamai Kide Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Kide Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 In Vrindavan, Lord Krishna is very rising early in the morning. His mother Yashoda comes and very softly calls his name. Gopal, Gopal, please wake up now. At this time, the Sakas, the friends of Lord Krishna, begin to enter Lord Krishna's bedroom. And because they behave a little bit more in the friendship mood, they very strongly wake up Krishna. They say, "Hey Gopal!" And then sprinkle cold water in his face. And they may also blow in the bugles. And in this way, they very strongly wake up Krishna. With Yashoda Mai thinking how to softly wake up Krishna. His friends have not been able to sleep in the night because they were only thinking, when will we come and wake up Krishna so that we will go together into the forest of Vrindavan and play with our dear Lord. They play the whole morning with Krishna while simultaneously taking care of the cows. And then a very important episode happens to for us. Krishna pretends to be tired. He has a transcendental body full of Satchit Ananda, but he wants that his coward boys and friends they rest in the cell. But unless he first rests, they will not fall asleep. So he says, my dear friends, I am very tired. At this moment, the friends will make different, will make a bed for Krishna with the flowers and twigs and a fine white bed sheet which they put over the flowers and the twigs. And then Sridham Sakha, the older brother of Radharani, will offer his lap as a cushion for Krishna to rest his head upon. Krishna puts his head to the rest. Then his cowherd boyfriends begin to sing appropriate songs. They sing about Krishna's leelas with his most beloved devotees, the gopis. But as Krishna hears these songs, he closes his eyes and his mouth becomes very grave. And then from his eye a tear rolls down the cheek as he thinks of his gopis. He begins to cry very soft tears of ecstasy. Now the cowherd boys see this and they think, if Krishna could only rest on my lap, he's on the lap of Sridham, and that is certainly very nice, because Sridham is such a confidential associate of the Lord. But we also have a lap. And Krishna, seeing the desire of his many cowherd boys, expands simultaneously in as many forms as there are cowherd boys, and he lays his head on the lap of his cowherd boys. Now you must know that Krishna is performing this magical feat unknown to the eyes and mind of the other cowherd boys. In other words, each cowherd boy receives charity from Krishna in the form of Krishna's head, but Krishna gives this charity Gupta in a hidden way. He will lay down on the head, on the lap of Stoka Krishna, without the knowledge of Sridham Sakha. And simultaneously he will lay down his head on Arjuna and Ojashvi and Tejashvi and all the different cowherd boys at the same time. My dear devotee, Krishna performs this hidden charity to each one of us. Krishna appears on the tongue of Sridham Das. He also appears on the tongue of our tired guest who has just now fallen asleep. Your good name? Viyuda.
Mayur,
like the peacock. You wait for the peacock. Mayur is feeling restless. Oh, where is the peacock in this leela? He falls asleep. Krishna will also manifest on the tongue of Kishori. Sridham that wife on the Krishna will manifest for Rajeshwari, Vishwarupa's wives. Krishna, in other words, appears in as many tongues as there are devotees who want to sincerely meet him. Just like the cowherd boys had the sincere desire, why is Krishna only resting on the lap of Sridham? And this desire made Krishna to appear in as many laps as there were cowherd boys. You should also desire, why is Krishna appearing only in the life of Srila Prabhupada? Why is he appearing in the life of such and such devotee? Why is he appearing in the life of this enthusiastic devotee and not in my life? You should feel like this. You should feel bereft. I'm so long now in Krishna consciousness. I am a counselee so long. I'm a counselor so long. And Krishna has not yet appeared in my life, on my tongue. The reason why Krishna has not appeared is because I am not eager. I am not interested. I somehow have become a sleeping member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. I have gone in the dormant state. This is the problem of all institutions. When you join a religious institution, there is a great benefit. It is that you have like-minded friends who can support you. But there is also a great danger. The danger is that your religious experience has become institutionalized. What I mean with this is, yes, you go to the Sunday feast and then you see Radha Gopinath. Everything is taken care for you. The kirtans are there. They are ecstatic by ecstatic kirtan leaders. You go to a lecture and then again you hear how an inspired devotee tells you something about Krishna which touches your heart. You go to your counselor and you present your different questions to him. And again there is someone who makes the religious experience accessible to you, because after you leave your counselor, you feel better. You feel you have associated with a devotee who has helped you and elevated you in Krishna consciousness. This is good, but it is also dangerous. It is dangerous because others take care of your religious experience and you stop thinking about what you have to do to make it. This particular problem that others take care of your spiritual life and you forget what you have to do to improve your spiritual life becomes especially felt when you go into mantra yoga. Mantra yoga or japa chanting is a time when you are alone with Krishna or with your mind or with your dullness. You have to make the conscious decision. I will chant now 2 hours the Hare Krishna mantra. I do not want this to be a dull experience where my mind switches off and I just go on automatic pilot. Means I just exist like a person in the hospital whose breathing is taken care of by machines and whose eating is taken care of by machines. You have to make the conscious decision. start your japa mantra. This, it's called a sankalpa, a vow that I will receive Krishna and be with Krishna. I want to tell you why this sankalpa is so very, very important. There is one phenomena of your mind which you must know before you enter into a deeper meditation on the Hare Krishna mantra. The mind will switch off whenever you hear or experience something in a repeated way. I have talked about this at the Radha Gopina temple, but not all of you were there, and I have not talked in great detail about it. There is a mental switch. I want to explain about this more carefully now. There is a mental switch. And whenever you hear something in a repeated way, that switch goes on off. Let me give you an example. You come into a room where a clock ticks in a very disturbing way. Tick, 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 tick. Especially I have seen Indian clocks are sometimes aggressively loud, like a tiger in full attack. They tick, 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 tick. In the beginning you will be disturbed and marked this unusual and indecent loud ticking of the clock. But after some time, the mind will switch off so that you can even sleep when the clock ticks. I give you another example, which is here. I have noticed, because my father is a director of the German railroad, that very close to this place is the railroad. When you say you would live here, or you would move into an apartment here, you would find out very soon that there is every 15 minutes maybe, the rail, what is it called? Railroad, huh? The train is coming by. And in the beginning, this might be so disturbing that you cannot sleep. I have made an arrangement with the train conductor that he would come precisely on this minute to illustrate our little lesson in psychology. So in the beginning you notice it, but after some time, switch, the thing gets off. My mind is very clever in this when it comes to alarm clocks. My biorhythm is such that my sleep is best in the Brahma Muhurta time. I think some of you share also this experience. And I have an alarm clock, and my mind has now become accustomed to this, or acclimatized to it, and I cannot hear it any longer because it goes beep, 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 and the mic goes switch. This happens also when you hear lectures. Some of you might think I have heard this already, and switch, you fall asleep like Mayur. Yes. This is a psychological switch which is there in the mind. I'm sorry, Mayur, you don't mind? I think for this lecture you will not fall asleep. This was my intended purpose. You fall asleep. But this becomes especially disturbing when you hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is more or less a repetition of only three names, Hare Krishna and Rama. The mind hears always the same sounds, Hare Krishna and Rama, arranged in the same pattern. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And unless you do something like shout it at the top of your voice, which you do not do when you chant japa, the mind will switch off. And in this way, you will not be able to receive Krishna throughout your 2 hours. The mind is very tricky. You will not directly fall asleep because this is something which your intelligence would not tolerate. You fall asleep and how does this look in the social eye? You look like a Maya devotee who will bloom in a few days. So your intelligence will keep you in a type of vegetating position. You will just exist somehow in a semi-conscious way. But your mind has nevertheless switched off and your attention is in the same way, is on the same modus as you are when you are asleep. I think it's, you can measure the brain waves during this time, and you would get the, as I remember, the theta brain wave. Theta brain wave, or is it the beta brain wave? One of these tools which you have when you fall asleep. This, by the way, is the scientific research which was never published, but which I have conducted secretly on some Hare Krishna devotees. We have put them on the machines without any pain, and after chanting, like you normally chant, and we walked out of the room and we said, we put already the thing on you. And I will come back in 2 hours and then we will do the actual research. So the devotee thought it was not switched off. He said, okay, I check my japa. And after, when we switched this machine on and we saw the brain wave pattern was the same as someone who is asleep. Because the mind has done the same thing. It has switched off its attention. And therefore, and it goes in its own realm. It does sometimes think about food, maybe when you chant, or your last quarrel with your counselor, or whatever else is on the mind. It does not think about, it's not attentive to Krishna. Now we understand from Shastra, when a devotee chants the mantra but is not attentive, the result will not be there. Hari Bhakti Vilas says, you must be attentive when you chant. And the scriptures which talk about offenses say, when you chant with inattention, the Sanskrit word is pramada, at that time you commit an offense. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, if you chant with offenses, you can chant for many lifetimes, bahu janma, many lifetimes, but you will not get the desired goal of chanting, which is Krishna prema. My dear devotees, you have a biological constitution which will switch off when you chant Hare Krishna, and which will cheat you so that you can never become a pure devotee of the Lord. My dear devotees, your mind is that biological condition. It is your enemy when it comes to chanting. Now I will look to the Mata and we'll see if the Mataji is asleep. So, you are with us. Yes. Krishna needs arm rest.
Yes.
Which is a very nice stick. We have a table for you. So, have I made myself clear? When you enter the arena of japa chanting, there will be a Goliath, a giant monster, which will do its best by its own condition to bring you away from meeting Krishna. You are so close to meet Krishna. You are so close. You have gone through many lifetimes and now reached the human form of life. Not only that, you have made so much advancement by the mercy of the devotees that you are able to know what is the spiritual truth. Not only that, you come before the deity and chant Hare Krishna. You eat offered food. You do not have the diversions which are so prevalent in modern society. You have come so close to Krishna, but in the last meter, before you meet him, you are even initiated. Your mind switches off. Shh. And you could chant for millions of lifetimes and nothing would happen. What do you think about this? It is a problem. We must address this problem. So in this japa workshop, we will now try our level best to correct this. I need from each one of you here the commitment for about 45 minutes to go with me through certain steps by which we will try to repair the switch-off machine of your mind. We will only think about that. But before I start, I must ask, I'm looking all the time. Rajeshwari is not here. She is with the child. Yes. I somehow felt she was here this evening. So Kishore, we should come closer. Yes.
Sitting very far.
So nice if we can chant in such a way that Krishna will appear not on our lips but on our tongues. Huh? We will now do a series of exercises. I'm sorry, I have this glass. How far is this? Yes. Does every one of you have a japa with themselves? Give some time to think it out. Yes, some of we will distribute to you. Maybe we give a bunch over to the Matajis so that they can also distribute. What we will do is, we will do a few concentration exercises which will help our minds, and I hope if we have done this we will be able to concentrate for the rest of our lives. Hare Krishna. Your name is?
Radhe.
Radhe. Oh, wonderful, Radhe. Would you also like a Japa Mala, Radhe? Yes. We need one more Japa Mala?
Exhausted.
Good. So, Hare Krishna, Mataji, now you must embrace the holy name. Hare Krishna. I will use a certain language whenever I you ask to start an exercise. I will give this sign, and when our exercise stops, this is the sign. First, we will do a few visualization techniques. I will give you certain names, words, and I want you to picture the words. For instance, if I would say the word tree, you would have to think of a tree. What tree is up to you? I would think of a coconut tree, but you can also think of a banyan tree and so on. That's up to you. But you will have to visualize the things. What we are doing, we will do a little exercise, bringing our mind to a little level. I think what I will do is, I will not explain in great length why I tell you the exercises, why they are like this. You just have faith in me for 30 minutes that it will be good. Yes? So, because then we would lose the point. Close your eyes, please, and sit up straight. When you sit straight, your mind is more sharp and active. The ocean with waves. Please now form a picture in your mind. See the ocean with waves. Keep your eyes closed, please. A beautiful champak flower. The hill Giriraj. Thank you. The Yamuna River. The screen of a computer. The new exterior of the Radha Gopinath temple. A bicycle with a flat tire in the front wheel. This is more difficult. The monsoon rain in Mumbai from outside of your window. coconut palm tree. Radha Krishna deities. They can be anywhere. A Mumbai train. Keep your eyes closed. Please try to see now in your mind's eye Sachinandan Swami on his seat in the terrace in Sridham's program this evening. Sorry. All right, thank you very much. Now, we will go into a practice which applies to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I want you again to close your eyes. Please, in your mind's eye, go to the sacred river Jamuna. Even if you have not been there, you can sit down on the bank of the river. And on the other side of the Yamuna, see the name Hare. You can see the name in Sanskrit letters or in English letters, as is most convenient for you. If you can't see it, then paint in your mind's eye with a big hand on the opposite side of the Yamuna River, Hare. Hare. Okay, you put it there in the landscape of Vrindavan. Hare. If this is still too much pictures for you, and you are more a computer man, practical, write Hare on a big piece of paper with black letters. You can also do it. We can all do it. Hare. Yes, this is better. Now we write down in our mind's letter with a big hand, as big as we can. It can be as high as a skyscraper. We have enough paper in the mind. There is no price to pay. Krishna. You can write Krishna's name in Sanskrit or in English letters as you feel more comfortable. Krishna. Some of you are still very tired in the mind. You have to work a little bit harder, otherwise you don't get prasadam this evening. Krishna, hard work. K-R-S-N-A, or the Sanskrit letters, which I do not know, you know better than me. Ka, I believe, and so on. See the whole name, Krishna. And now, Rama. Some of us are experienced in chanting, others are not so experienced. Therefore, we have to maybe paint the name Rama. Rama. Work harder in your mind. If need be, take a big brush, like they use for this impossible Bombay advertisements, and put on the table of your mind, Rama. Yes. So now let us look at Hari. First we paint the name and then we look at the whole name. Thank you. Now the next, Krishna. We can paint the name. Now we look at the whole name. Thank you. Now the last name, Rama. Beautiful name, Rama. Thank you. When you are ready, please open your eyes now. The idea of this is what is called in ancient language the Trataka meditation. To help us concentrate, we are advised to concentrate on a certain item. The yogi, for instance, in the Bhagavad Gita is advised to stare where? On the tip of the nose. If he looks always on the tip of the nose, his attention is fixed. There's also another way. When you concentrate your glance here, it's between the eyebrows, where the yogis assume there is the internal eye or the third eye, your mind is captured. So, the Hare Krishna mantra yogi does not meditate really about the tip of the nose, at least Prabhupada has not told us this, nor does he go in this Agya Chakra. Is it Agya Chakra? It's one chakra. I do not remember the Sanskrit word at this moment. But he concentrates his wandering thoughts and brings them to the letters of the holy name, Hare, Krishna, and Rama. This is a very, very powerful technique. And I want to do this now with all of you. We will chant now the Hare Krishna mantra, and our mind will be concentrated on the letters of the name. We have here, can you see this? Not so. We are in India. We will also, when we will want to see it in our mind's eye. So you can take help of this. And for the men, we have put there something. Can you see it? And the idea really is, we want to visualize, huh? So what we will do now, yes, please put it in some way. We will, when I give you the sign, chant in one voice the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we will try to visualize the names of this mantra. What we can do in our home life, we can make a card like this and put it before we chant, and this will help us to pacify our wandering minds. Gokishore Das Babaji used to say to his disciples, look while you chant at the names of the mantra, do not look at anything else. One day you will see how from the names Radha and Krishna will come with the parikaras. Parikaras means their associates. Are you ready for this? I will first